Hey everyone, Rocky here with Punk Rock Cheeseburger, and how are you? It's been a long, long time. I know I've said this in the past way too many times, believe me, I know. It's been a long time, and I really wanted to let you know why I haven't put out any episodes and why I've been gone for so long. I believe I'm just short of like a year since I've put out an episode, and that sucks. But I just kind of wanted to talk about why some things have happened recently where I kind of feel like I can talk about it now, and that's what I'm gonna do. So I don't know how long it's really gonna be. I do want to kind of keep it short just because I'm just bullshitting and talking. But yeah, basically it's as cliche as it sounds, this whole thing started with a breakup. I was in a long-term relationship, about almost 12 years, and we split up. I don't know. It was weird. We were cool. You know, shit happens. I guess we just kind of grew apart, I guess you could say. And she went one way, and I kept going my way. So yeah, that's how it all started off, and I ended up staying in the house that we were at, which I'm still at, but I got stuck with a fucking huge mess. Literally the house was just filled with stuff, and yeah, that kind of just like I don't know, I guess the way it happened and everything else kind of just made my brain go a little haywire, and just, I don't know, it threw me into a loop of like a mix of like a depression, and then that was mixed with like anxiety, and that just kind of, yeah, that's kind of where it all started. And mixing those two things together and then living alone kind of made me very unmotivated, I guess you could say. And just made me very disconnected from basically like everyone and everything, responsibilities, people, family, friends. And I kind of just went through that for like a year. And well, no, let me back that up. That's what started it. And then in trying to better myself and my situation, I took my old shitty car, I traded it in for a quote-unquote new car, which turned into be just a fucking lemon and nothing but trouble for, I would say, probably about, I don't know, 7-8 months for the rest of the year. So all of last year, it started out a couple months was like the relationship, and then that turned into just my car issues, and that just, yeah, I didn't want to do anything. I kind of just, what's the word I'm looking for? I was kind of like, just like a hermit. I stayed in my house. I would actually order groceries so they would be delivered. And then other than that, I went to work and came home and just did what I had to do to basically survive, to stay alive, you know, cook and eat and shower. That was pretty much it. And then, I don't know, again, it sounds kind of cliche, but almost like 1 year to the date, everything seemed just to like click and turn around. And with a little bit of help from family and whatnot, I was able to actually get a new-ish car that doesn't fucking break down every fucking week, which the other one was doing. And just that alone just helped my mental health significantly, like complete 360. And since then, everything's kind of just like been going up, like better, good. And, it just kind of just, like I said, just that one little thing, clicked, and things just seemed to like, not necessarily fall in place, but like I said, they got better. And, it got me, like I said, more motivated, and I finally started cleaning the house, and I redecorated, and just made the place like look like a home and like livable, and I can like I feel like I can have people over now. And it's not done. I have a whole loft full of just stuff. So like the house isn't like it isn't like dirty. It just has a lot of stuff. And like kind of like being into the stuff I'm into, there's a lot of like vintage toys and like just cool stuff, but it's all boxed up and put away, and I need to take that and reorganize it, and I need to get rid of a lot of, it's not a lot of stuff left, but a lot of old stuff that I just don't need in the house anymore. I just need to get rid of that, and I think things will be like pretty much back to normal, or the way they should be, I should say, for me. I don't know. And also it was kind of like a wake-up call too, because like I'm pushing 40, and in 40 years I have never lived alone. I've always lived with parents or grandparents or friends, roommates, girlfriends, whatever. I've always lived with someone. In the past year and a half I've been completely alone. No pets even. I don't even have any pets right now. Well, there was a few months where I was cat sitting, but I wouldn't really count that. So yeah, like I kind of found a new, different me, and I used to, I guess you could say I was very dependable on people in certain ways, and going through what I've been through, it kind of made me have to depend on myself. And now I'm kind of at a point where I'm really enjoying being alone. There's always that want of someone else and whatnot, but like for the most part, I'm kind of happy where I'm at being alone. I have gotten to the point where I'm not against a relationship, but I'm definitely not looking kind of thing. So that's where I'm at with that. So hey ladies, hit me up. Just kidding. And just in general, my mental state turning for the better has it's just done a lot, and I'm actually very I've been happy for the past few months. Like even like the past like year. But there's just like I said, there's certain things like the depression and anxiety, it kind of, even when I was happy, it kind of knocked me down. And I don't know, I'm just in a completely different space now. And this whole long-winded fucking episode was basically, that's why I haven't been around for a year, folks. I've been trying to get my fucking shit together, my personal life, everything together, and it seems to finally be going that way. And so with that said, hopefully, again, I don't know what the future's gonna bring. I don't know what my brain's gonna do to me. But hopefully, this is a beginning to more episodes and just me being happier in general and whatnot. So yeah, like I said, things are looking up. I got the car, my house is starting to look better. Work's going well, got a raise. Yeah, everything seems to be getting better, and I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't seem like a horrible situation, but stupid little things like a relationship or a car with major troubles can really knock you down and fucking mess with your brain. I was never like a dark depression kind of person, I guess you could say. Like I never like got into like I never wanted to hurt myself or unalive myself, anything like that. But it made it so I just did nothing. I would, like I said, I'd go to work, I'd come home, and then on the weekends it was I would just lay in bed, sleep all day, all night, which I still do kind of, but that's just because I'm a night owl now. But the depression and anxiety and stuff, that just it does it makes it like 10 times worse. But yeah, I'm definitely better, and Yeah, if you're going through some shit, just kind of stick with it, man. Just stick with it. Things do get better. Yeah, so that's what's going on with me, and hopefully, we like I said, we'll just keep going up from here, and hopefully, I'll get more episodes out. I have been doing the Twitch channel, which that has also been kind of helping me out. And then I do like other like online radio type, not radio, but music stuff and whatnot. So that kind of has taken away from what I'm doing here. But I'm trying to get back into everything, and hopefully soon. Like I don't know if I've said this in the past episode or not, but I do have plans to do more talk with friends and people. So it wouldn't be just me, but I'm also it's not also like a co-host thing. It's more like interviewing and talking with my in real life friends, and stuff like that. I don't know really what's gonna happen, but hopefully I will have more episodes coming. And like I said, things are getting better, things are looking up, and hopefully things are going good for you. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of babbling at this point. But yeah, keep an eye out, keep an ear out for more episodes coming. Like I said, I need to start setting stuff up with some friends, and I need to start getting back into talking. I think that's another thing too. Going through all this, obviously I talk, but I haven't really been talking with people and stuff like that. So I'm getting back into that too. Getting back into this whole talking thing. Thank you very much. All right. But yeah. Keep an eye out, keep an ear out. I will be back with more, hopefully sooner than later. With that said, thanks for listening. I always appreciate you guys 100%. You all have a good day and or evening. Bye, guys.